Welcome to this Thursday edition of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. I'm Dave Ball, along with Crown CEO Chuck Bentley. Chuck, we're going to talk today about how to save money on your groceries. And it doesn't take an economist to know that the price of just about everything on the grocery aisle has gone up significantly this last 6 months.
Well, Dave, you know, we did a program recently on the price of the rising price of gasoline and what you could do to save money on gasoline. It was just real simple and practical and straightforward, and we got a great response from it. And I thought this is another one of those variable costs that we need to look at. You know, in many cases, people can't sell their house, so that's a fixed cost. So you're somewhat stuck. Mm-hmm. You're in the house, you can't sell it, so that's already locked in. And in some cases, same with your car. You may be stuck with a gas-guzzling automobile that you can't sell right now either.
Right.
So let's talk about some of the things you actually can control, the things that you spend money on where you can find some ways to save money and create extra margin. That's, clothing's a variable cost, what we spend on clothing, what we spend on entertainment, and what we spend on gasoline.
You know, for some, this is going to be a very comfortable discussion. They're very naturally frugal. They're going to make those changes. They probably have made some already. There's others that this is a pretty scary place because it's unknown territory. They haven't had to make this decision before. They don't know how to go about doing it. And really what it's about is breaking old habits and establishing some new ones.
Well, Dave, and I know that our listeners out there are wondering what you and I know about saving money on groceries. In fact, we both have our own styles and our own habits, and I think it's going to be fun to get into that. But it is a topic that is impacting every single person, mm-hmm. whether you're good at buying groceries and saving money in this area or you're really bad at controlling your variable cost. I was just referencing, again, this Wall Street Journal article recently that said that whole milk is up 15% this year. Red Delicious apples are up 12.8%. Bananas are up 25%. Mm-hmm. Bread is up 14%. Cheese is up 5%. And orange juice concentrate 3.2%, but the price of carrots are down 1.5%. So these are such big increases. They had an article in the Wall Street Journal not long ago that said it may be better to put your money in groceries right now as opposed to leaving it sitting in the bank,
yeah.
Which is a very interesting concept. But that's what we're going to talk about today, how to save money on this very important variable cost of groceries.
Well, you're listening to Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. We'll take a quick break and be right back.
Having trouble keeping up with the latest job trends? Not sure where you fit into the marketplace of the 21st century? Well, let me introduce you to a revolutionary career assessment system based on the timeless truth of the Bible. Career Direct from Crown Financial Ministries. Career Direct is designed to help you maximize your God-given talents by focusing on the four critical components in career selection: personality, interests, skills, and values. Most other career guidance tools only analyze a couple of those. Thanks to cutting-edge technology, this comprehensive assessment can be completed in about an hour. And since it's online, once you're done, Career Direct will give you a thorough but easy-to-read personalized report. If you'd like to join the over 120,000 people who have already benefited from using Career Direct, go to crown.org. Find out where God intends for you to fit into the workforce of the 21st century by using the Career Direct Complete Guidance System at crown.org.
Welcome back to this edition of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. Chuck, today we're talking about how to save money on groceries.
Well, it's an important topic and one that's very timely. You know, I'm always talking about how to create margin. Increase your income. Income needs to go up and expenses need to go down. And when one thumb passes the other, the thumb that's going down passes the one that's going up. There's where margin is created.
Sure.
And if you can save money in this important area, then you've got more margin in your cash flow and you're much, much better off. You know, we recommend that the average family spend somewhere between 11 to 15% of their overall net spendable income on their food budget.
Okay.
And that, of course, depends on the size of your family. Now, American Express does a survey of what they call everyday spending each year. And in 2007, the average household in America spent $3,240 total on their groceries. Now, I bet that's a little bit different for you, right, Dave?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's I'm not sure what size family they're being able to average, but with six children, our annual food budget is far more than the $3,200 in that report.
Well, you know, Dave, it's not only the size of your family that'll control what you spend on groceries, but also what you think about food. In other words, people have very, very different philosophies. Do we buy food for our health? Do we buy food just to have fuel and energy, or do we buy food for comfort? Which category do you happen to fall into?
Well, I think there's, you know, without being completely politically correct, I think we kind of go in each category to some degree. There certainly are times when it's just eat to go, and with six kids, it's not so much about quality, it's about quantity, and feed the mouth and go. There are other times where we specifically set aside an evening or a meal that is all about presentation and the experience of eating together as a family. And so that's all comfort food. So, you know, we kind of run both sides of that or all parts of that equation.
Well, and that's a fair answer, Dave. And I think we've got to look at it because one of the things that we buy a lot of as U.S. consumers is we buy a lot of drinks, beverages.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you're just eating for health, then you can drink water. Mm-hmm. And water is readily available. It provides everything that you need. It's good for you. But when you tell somebody that's a good way to save money just by drinking all water,
yeah,
you know, that just doesn't go over very well.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my goodness, that's not going to work. But that's the way we've got to analyze what we're thinking when we approach this whole grocery topic. You know, T is living with us, our foreign exchange student from Vietnam, and we've noticed a big difference in the way she thinks about food and the way we think about food. For instance, she has the same thing every day for breakfast, typically. And she's extremely happy with having the same thing. It looks monotonous to us, but she eats a bowl of noodles, boiled noodles with hot sauce for her morning breakfast.
Wow.
And if she's got that, that's great. If she has steamed rice for a snack, that's very good for her. And the only big meal she eats is lunch. And then she expects that lunch to be carried over into leftovers for dinner. Real, real simple, real healthy. She likes steamed food. She likes to have only fruit for dessert. So a very different approach and very simple in terms of what she looks for when she goes to buy food.
Well, Chuck, let's talk a little bit about how to think about food differently. And one of the places that I think we can begin to make that change is we think about food and not groceries when we think about our spending on food.
Well, so often what we really do, Dave, is we lump in our food expense only as what we spend at the grocery store. But
Correct.
In fact, it's eating out and
right.
It's all the snacks in between. And we need to look at it not just as groceries, but our total food consumption. What are we actually spending and how can we track that and get in control of it?
Well, I think one of the most important questions that we need to ask and answer is when we think about food, it's do we need this? Or do we simply just want it? And depending on where you're at with your budget, that's a very important question to ask. And sometimes, especially with six kids, sticking to just the need only doesn't necessarily fly very well, but it keeps your budget intact.
Well, Dave, you know, Ann is the shopper in our home. Are you the shopper in your
home?
No,
Cindy's the shopper.
So Ann's a shopper, and she is really, really good at it, and it frustrates her when I go to the store. In fact, I'm terrible at this, and she doesn't like me to go to the store for her oftentimes because, A, I can't find my way around. It takes twice as long for me, and, B, I don't know what brands she wants us to pick up. She sent me to pick up butter just recently, Dave, and the truth is I had to call her from the store and say, I didn't know it was salted or unsalted. Did you know that?
Yeah, I did.
I didn't know whether butter was salted or unsalted. And I thought, I don't know what we buy or eat. So she was like, I'm not going to send you to the store anymore. But at its very core, if you decide that you will cook more and eat more at home, you will save more money. And so cutting out the snacks, eating out, keeping your refrigerator full. And I know that's something that you and Cindy do quite well. You really work at storing up food. Is that right?
Well, sure. And part of the process that we use, because of the size of our family, we'll buy much of our dried goods and frozen foods and canned goods at a large warehouse store, and then buy the things that are perishable, the vegetables and fruits and that kind of thing, from just a local grocery store. But by buying that way, we end up saving quite a bit of money. You do one trip, you buy in bulk, and that will last for sometimes the balance of a couple of months.
Well, that's a great point, Dave. You know, if you just do some comparison shopping and you said, all right, am I going to buy a bag of dried beans that sells for 89 cents, or I'm going to buy a can of beans that sells for 99 cents? You know, the cost difference isn't 10 cents. Because that bag of beans, you can actually make about 7 cups of beans out of that, whereas, you know, the can of beans is only about a cup. So it's a big difference when you buy in bulk. And that's why Ann and I, she buys 5-gallon buckets of beans, of oats, of rice,
sure,
and we keep all those stored up. So that's not in our grocery budget anymore in terms of what we buy week to week to week. We keep that stuff on hand, and we really try to stretch it out, and that helps us save a lot of money there.
You know, Chuck, one of the things that we could probably recommend that's easiest to control but hardest to do is just to eat less. It's better for you, and it's an immediate savings on your budget.
Well, the average caloric intake in the undeveloped world, Dave, is 700 calories a day. And people are not sufficiently fed at 700 calories a day, but they're also not starving. And ours is way, way, way over that. I mean, it's like 3 and 4 times that, our average caloric intake. So we can cut back, and we will be fine if we can cut back in how much we consume.
Well, let's continue this discussion about how to cut your grocery bill. You're listening to Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. We'll be right back.
You know, the Bible says to train up your children in the way they should go, and that includes teaching them God's way of managing money. But how do you make learning the basics about money easy for kids ages 3 and up? Try the ABCs of Money package from Crown Financial Ministries. The ABCs of Money package has 2 interactive ways for children to learn what the Bible says about money. First, there's the ABC Learning Bank. It has 3 detachable compartments made in the shape of the letters A, B, and C. Your kids will use 1 for giving, 1 for saving, and 1 for spending. The package also comes with the ABCs of Handling Money God's Way student workbook. Through an interesting study, simple Bible studies, and fun, hands-on activities, your kids will learn not only about money, but also some important things about God. Invest in the future of your children by teaching them God's way of managing money with the ABCs of Money package. It's available at crown.org. That's crown.org.
Well, welcome back to this edition of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. I'm Dave Ball, along with Crown CEO Chuck Bentley. Today we're talking about how to save money in your grocery bill. Chuck, let's give people some practical ways they can begin saving money starting today.
Well, first one is shop with a plan. You know, that's just a given. When you go to the grocery store, know what you're looking for and don't deviate from that. Most of the experts say shop alone. Isn't that interesting, Dave?
That is interesting.
Yeah, they say that if you take somebody with you, you tend to try to please them. They have ideas. You go up and down more aisles, and you end up in the store longer, and you get off mission. So shop alone. Isn't that interesting?
It is. And actually, Cindy likes to shop alone because with 6 kids, it's one of those few times where she can actually go and have a little bit of quiet time. Even though she's with lots of people in a grocery store, she's by herself, and it's actually a real enjoyable time for her.
Well, and another one, and this is on everyone's list, is never shop when you're hungry.
Yeah.
And that just makes good sense, Dave.
Well, what's another tip that we can employ right away?
Well, shop with cash. Take only the cash you can spend, and don't go over your limit when you go into the grocery store.
Yeah, absolutely. We do that.
Do you have any tips?
Well, one of the things with a family our size is that you could easily find yourself running to the grocery store every day, picking up little things here and there. And we just made a choice some time back that we would shop once a week. and it was, you loaded up that one time, and pretty much that was it, unless it was some dire need that you had for a health reason you had to get something. But other than that, it's a once-a-week deal, saves on gas, saves on time, and really saves money because you're not going out and picking up those little things every other day.
Oh, yeah, that's a great plan, Dave. And you can also shop online now, and we've mentioned that before, mm-hmm. that there's a lot of dry goods and non-perishables that you can purchase through even Amazon.com.
Exactly.
If you spend over $25, you get free shipping. And then there's a wonderful website called CouponMom.com, and we mentioned that before. And what she does is helps you find where the coupons are, mm-hmm. match with where that item is also on sale. So it's kind of the double whammy. Here's the coupon, here's the manufacturer's discount, and here's this place in your area where it's being offered at a lower price, so you get the maximum benefit out of a coupon.
And what's the name of that website again?
CouponMom.com. Very popular right now. Yep.
And actually, Cindy, just yesterday, ordered something for the first time off of Amazon, but some food item. I don't know what it is.
Was that from listening to Money Life?
Yeah.
Well, great. We're so, having an effect in your family, Dave.
Well, Chuck, what are some of the things that we can do once we leave the grocery store to start really cutting our costs and
well,
groceries?
Well, Ann and I have kind of our favorite meal that we know is going to be the big cost saver of the week. And our meal that she has her own recipe, it's chicken and rice, steamed chicken and rice together with cranberries. And it's one of my favorite meals, and we just served it this week. There were five of us at home for dinner, and Ann told me she thinks it, the whole meal cost less than $2.
Wow.
So it was, and I love the meal. Yeah. I mean, it's very, very healthy for us.
Yeah, and our meal like that is beans and rice. And every week there's one night that, whether they like it or not, we have beans and rice, and you can put other things on it, salsa, whatever. But that is a very inexpensive meal when you buy rice in bulk and you buy beans in bulk, because neither of those will go bad.
So, Dave, you guys have a favorite kind of family recipe that everybody likes.
Right.
You know, it's repetitive, but it saves you a lot of money.
It sure does. And, you know, to counterbalance that, we have usually one night a week where we do a really nice meal, and that might be something where it's just more preparation and more presentation and just kind of a fun event. But we've chosen to do that rather than go out to eat, because even if we prepare a nice meal at home, it's much less expensive than even going to an inexpensive restaurant and getting something less healthy.
Oh, yeah. And there's some nights that what we do is we will have a breakfast meal in
sure.
the evening. Do you ever do that
oh,
at
yeah,
your home?
Absolutely.
Our kids absolutely love it. We'll have pancake night. And so we'll have pancakes for dinner, and that's just special to them. Some nights we'll have egg night, and Ann's wonderful at making omelets, or sometimes, you know, she has a variety of ways she prepares eggs.
Mm-hmm.
It's low cost. I know eggs have been going up. The price has been going up, but it's still much, much cheaper than eating out, and works very well for our family. You know, Dave, just on the financial side, there's some other things you can do, and that is when you see something on sale that you know that you're going to use over and over and over, go ahead and stock up on that very mm-hmm. special sale. There's such a thing as a shopping pool, and that's where you agree with some other family member in your neighborhood or that you see at school, and you say, look, here's the things I typically buy, and if you're out and you see these things, mm-hmm. you go ahead and pick it up, and then I reimburse you for it. I think that's a great plan to do with family members or close friends.
You know, Chuck, one of the other things that we do that helps a lot is we keep a running list of what we have both in the pantry and things that are coming up that we need to buy. That way, we don't run out in a panic, and we're also able to plan ahead for future expenses that we see coming.
Yeah, keeping the pantry stocked is always a great thing to do, and it keeps you from making last-minute decisions where you got to overspend. You know, another thing that sometimes we don't think of, Dave, is if you will go to a grocery store in a lower socioeconomic neighborhood, the food prices are actually lower in those neighborhoods than in these real high-end, kind of upper-end shopping areas mm-hmm. where we typically want to go in because the floors are a little cleaner or the air conditioning is a little cooler. I find that to be a pretty significant difference when I do the shopping, Dave. You know, I also saw a lady in the grocery store the other day carrying her laptop, and what she had was her whole list, and she was doing some calculations of comparison pricing and was building a database on what she looked for, what it was typically priced at, and she was getting very, very strategic at how she was spending her money. It wasn't just a little simple grocery list, but she's actually keeping up with prices, which I thought was really neat.
Well, Chuck, I love all those ideas and tips. And if you're just joining us, you can listen to this entire program by going to crown.org and listen to all the tips about how to save money on your groceries. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries, and we'll be right back.
Tired of struggling to pay your bills every month? Are you ready to get out of debt? Well, the way out isn't to make more money. It's to learn to manage what God has already given you. And we have something that'll help you do that. Crown Envelopes. Crown Envelopes from Crown Financial Ministries is one of the most advanced money management systems ever. Crown Envelopes will help you easily create a home budget online and connect it to your bank and credit card accounts. Then, Crown Envelopes will automatically track your spending, update your budget, and tell you exactly how much you have left in any budget category. Crown Envelopes gives you access to your financial information 24/7 from home, work, even your cell phone, so you can always know where you stand financially and make informed decisions. Take control of your finances today and sign up for Crown Envelopes at crown.org. With Crown Envelopes, you can become debt-free. Again, Crown Envelopes is available at crown.org.
Welcome back to this final segment of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. We've been offering some ideas and tips on how to save money on your grocery bill. And if you just joined us, you can always hear this program by going to crown.org. Chuck, not only are there great tips out there online, but here at Crown, we've got a number of resources that are available for people 24/7, not just for their grocery bill, but really for their entire spending plan.
Well, Dave, if they go to crown.org and click on financial and career tools, they'll be amazed at how many free tools are out there online. For instance, to build a spending plan, here's some of the downloadable forms we have right now. If you just go there and download them, here they are. A spending plan for singles, a spending plan for a single parent, a spending plan for a married couple of two, for a family of four, for a family of four that lives in a high housing cost area, for a family of six. We don't have one quite for this family of your size, Dave, but we have the guidelines that you can look at to really help get on a very firm plan. Also, you can go to a money map coach and talk to somebody live who's trained and can help you implement that plan.
Chuck, tell us again where you can find that information on spending plans.
Well, if you just go to crown.org and click on the tab Financial and Career Tools, every bit of that. In fact, there's so much more there, I can't even list it all. And then you can find a money map coach right there on the homepage by going down the left side of the column where it says Money Map Coach. Just click right there and it'll take you to it.
You know, Chuck, all those free resources are terrific, but you and I both know that they're only free to the end user. They cost us something to create and a staff to put those together, and yet we're committed to making those resources available to our listeners.
Well, Dave, sometimes people, because we don't ask for support frequently on the air, they forget that we are a listener-supported ministry. And so we depend upon our listeners who have been blessed by what we do, who've been helped by what we do, to support us and to give back. And this is certainly a good time for them to be thinking about and praying about, is this an organization where God might be leading them to support our effort and our work? You know, coming out of the summertime, it's always a difficult time for every ministry because people have been on vacation. We haven't been on their minds. But now as school starts, they begin to reengage. And so we would just ask our listeners to consider supporting us at this time.
Well, that's a great reminder. And in this next few days, you and I are going to go do something that we've not done before.
Well, that's true, Dave. We are going to go to the movies.
Well, we've gone to the movies before, but we have a purpose in going
for
this.
We've not gone to the movies on behalf of our listeners. We've never done that.
Right.
And there's a new movie out called IOUSA, One Nation Under Stress in Debt. And it's a major documentary about the federal debt and personal consumer debt. And there's so much buzz about it, so much press about it. We felt like it was a responsible thing for us to go, take it all in, and then come back and comment to our listeners what we learned from watching that movie.
And that'll be in just the next few days, so keep listening for that particular program. And for Chuck Bentley and the entire staff here at Crown Financial Ministries, thank you for joining us for this edition of Money Life.